And welcome in now here to another week of Leash on Life here on KJN when we take a look at what's going on at the Atlantic Animal Shelter at 309 Sunnyside Lane in Atlantic. And Andrea Ferrier with us once again here this week. Andrea, welcome.
Thank you so much. It's nice to be here again.
All right. Well, slim pickings again at the shelter here this week.
It's a wonderful problem to have, isn't it? Yeah, actually, all of the animals that we talked about last week have been rehomed. I mean, that's just astonishing. I'm so grateful for that. This week, we only have right now, as of this moment, we only have one animal available for adoption at the shelter. Only one at the shelter at all. There's not even any that are on the 7-day hold. This might be the dog for you, though. Are you ready? Everybody listen. This could be it. We have a 3-year-old female pit bull. This is another interesting situation. A lot of times you don't know the background of the animal that you're getting, and with this one, it's an opportunity to adopt a dog you do know a lot about. She's apricot in color, kind of an orangey brown, full grown, extraordinarily well behaved. She's a real sweetheart. She's spayed and she's current on all of her shots. She's also been microchipped, and we know who her veterinarian was, what kind of care she's had, what kind of training she's had. It was just a family that had to relinquish or couldn't take care of her, didn't have that option anymore. So she would make a wonderful pet for someone, although it's really important that she is the only pet in the family. She's not going to fit in well with other dogs or other cats. That's just not a situation that'd be the best fit for her. So she's beautiful. If pit bull is something that's of interest to you, if you want, for $25, you can get a dog that's already been spayed and microchipped that you can find out all the history on, current and up to date on the shots. She's really well behaved. So might be a good option for a family out there.
Yeah, it's a great pet that's ready to go for somebody in their home. And like you said, and that just works out with different pets that way, whether or not they're apt to having a home that has other pets or, lots of young kids. There's always kind of those considerations to take in. But someone that is looking for that only pet, there you go.
This will be your friend forever.
All right. Well, and you mentioned the price as well. We should mention that to his folks as well. That's something that's very affordable to go down to the shelter to add that pet to your home.
Yeah. If you buy an animal from a breeder or from a pet store, they can be extraordinarily expensive. I mean, some animals are up to $1,000, which, I'm sure people are breed specific and that works for them. But, there's nothing that says that a dog from a shelter is not going to be just as loyal and faithful of a friend as one you spend $1,000 for. So it's a great deal.
All right, and just $25 to adopt for the dogs and $10 to adopt for the cats. And of course, spaying or neutering are required if not already done so on that pet that you do adopt. Now, we've got a little event coming up here next week that has some effect on the shelter as well.
Yeah, I'm sure people have noticed out on the corner of Sunnyside and Second that there's been a lot of construction going on over the last year. That's been a major expansion of the wastewater treatment plant. It was a huge project, lots of important changes that really are going to have made that plant leaner and greener. It's really been a great project for the city. And since the wastewater treatment plant is where the animal shelter is, the animal shelter is getting in on part of that. So over the next week, there are going to be some changes to the outside of the shelter, especially that will really, what it is an attempt to make the outside as nice and as clean and as neat as the inside is. It's a great shelter, so it's going to be spruced up a little bit. And if people want to take a look at that, there's actually going to be a ribbon cutting ceremony a week from today on Thursday the 15th at 11 o'clock a.m. And the public is invited. So if you're interested in finding out about the wastewater treatment plant and about the shelter, that would be a really good time to come check it out.
All right, good opportunity to check it out and support all those great things that are going on in that area with both of those facilities. And, of course, I guess we'll remind folks how they need to get there.
Sure, it's on the corner of Sunnyside and Second. If you want to give them a call, the telephone number is 243-2287. Shelter hours are normally Monday through Friday, 2:30 to 5:30, and Saturdays 8 to noon. But, of course, the ribbon cutting will be Thursday the 15th at 11 a.m.
All right, so some good things going on at the shelter, and we look forward to them continuing on their great work.
Yep, thanks very much.
All right, that's Leash on Life here this week here on KJN.